Before I give my farewell talk, I thought we can sit together and do a group metta meditation before we end this retreat. Okay, so it'll be about 30 minutes long. Okay. So first, we get our body in a comfortable position. Make sure your shoulders are comfortable, stable. But also, a position allows you to be awake, aware and alert. Let me close our eyes. That way we bring awareness into the body. Just to feel, what's it like sitting here? To be aware of the different bodily sensations, but also to be aware with care and attention, to connect with your body parts, then to soothe and relax it as much as you can. Gently untie the knots that you may feel in your body. To relax your chest areas or your stomach. Just to feel the sensation between your stomach and your waistband. So once we settle the body, once we tranquilize it, we turn our attention to the mind. The mind is inclined towards this feeling of well-wishing, of friendliness, of unconditional acceptance. This quality in the mind known as metta. So we start with ourselves first. give you a visual, also a picture in the middle of your chest. A sensation of warmth, or could be a small light in the middle of your chest. You can say to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy. May I be blessed with good health, strength, and vitality. May I live in ease and comfort. You can visualize the golden light in the middle of your chest. You start to grow and expand. This golden yellow light that heals and soothes as it spreads throughout your body. May I have the good fortune to live in peace and harmony within myself and the people around me. May I be free from worries and anxieties, free from depression and confusion. The good fortune to achieve all that I desire, successful career, happy, fulfilled family life, or any personal goals that I may set up. But also may have the patience and the wisdom, the courage to endure the obstacles and difficulties that may appear in my life from time to time. May I always learn from my mistakes. And always progress on my path to peace, compassion, and ultimate liberation. You visualize the golden light getting brighter and brighter, permeating your whole body with this healing, touch, soothing, and tranquilizing throughout your body. Then you visualize this whole hall with the different lights representing the different people in this room. You start to radiate lights towards all the people in this room. May all beings in this room be well and happy. May they live in peace and harmony within themselves and the world around them. May they be free from worries and anxieties, free from dark mental states that may afflict the mind from time to time. May they be blessed with healthy bodies, with strength and vitality, and long life. Visualize all the different lights to come closer, to turn into a circle, and to melt into one big, giant, yellow, beautiful light that fills this whole room. May all beings in this room have the good karma, the good fortune to live happy, fulfilled lives, to achieve all that they desire. May they have the energy and conviction to pursue their dreams. But also, may they have the wisdom and the patience to endure the difficulties, the obstacles that may appear in their lives from time to time. You can visualize different people's faces with gentle smiles on it, smiles of contentment, of peace, of fulfillment. As our minds merge into this bright yellow light, through the power of a well-wishing, the power of a purified mind, this ball of light gets bigger, it starts to spread throughout the whole Janagra forest. May all beings in this forest be well and happy. May they live in peace and harmony within themselves and the beings around them. May they be free from worries and anxieties. Free from fear. Visualize the ball of light getting brighter and bigger to encompass the whole of Perth. May all beings in Perth be well and happy. Be free from worries and anxieties. The sick in the hospitals, through the power of a purified mind, the power of a well-wishing. May they experience freedom from pain and worries in this instant. The homeless, the hungry ones, may they also experience peace of mind. Visualizing the light to grow and expand, to fill the whole of Western Australia and the rest of Australia. It starts to lift up in the sky and just radiate this ray of healing power. May all beings in Australia be well and happy. May they be free from worries and anxieties, be blessed with good health, strength and vitality, just through the power of our well-wishing. You can visualize the different people you know throughout Australia, with gentle smiles on their faces. As the power of our metta builds, this light gets brighter and bigger, more powerful. Compass the whole world, radiating from Australia. May all beings in the world be well and happy. May the people in the war-torn countries experience some relief from fear and anxieties in this instant, through the power of a purified mind, the power of well-wishing, the power of friendliness. May the sick have some relief of bodily pain. People in prisons experience a momentary relief from fear and anxieties, hunger and loneliness. Through the power of our collective thinking, through the power of our collective intention, and from this whole earth, we radiate this bright, beautiful light through all the corners of the universe, to regions where light doesn't even go, but just with the sheer power of a still mind. We wish well-being, wish peace and harmony to all beings in the universe. Dark regions are lit up momentarily through the power of purifying minds. Light continues to grow brighter. It only encompasses not only this world, but all the other realms in the universe. There's ghost realms, the hell realms, and the heavenly realms, radiating in all directions. May all beings in hell who are suffering, cold and hungry, lonely, fearful, may they experience some relief from the suffering through the power of our collective intention. And may the heavenly beings experience much more happiness. May their bliss be longer, more powerful, also through the power of well-wishing, through the power of our metta. This ball is bright, powerful, at its peak. You can start to visualize the people you love, your loved ones, in your mind's eye. And you can say the same thing. May they be well, may they be happy. May they live in peace and harmony, be blessed with good health, vitality. May they live in peace and contentment, be free from worries and anxieties. Okay, now we visualize this light. The power starts to decrease, starts to withdraw from the different corners of the universe. It's smaller, less bright, starts to contract, move ever slowly towards the earth. May all beings on earth be well and happy. May we all live in peace and harmony. May we treat each other with kindness and care, with forgiveness and tolerance. Visualizing the light to continue to contract, becoming smaller, decreasing, moving towards the continent of Australia. May all beings in Australia live in peace and harmony. May the country continue to prosper, but also may we exercise care in treating our resources, care in relating to each other, always through eyes of kindness and gentleness. To well-wishing and friendliness. This light continues to become smaller, withdraws, shrinking from the different corners of Australia, moving towards Australia. Western Australia. Smaller, smaller, shrinks and settles on the top of Jhana Grove. May all beings in this forest live in peace and harmony. To be free from worries and anxieties, free from fear and hunger. May they be blessed with good health, strength, and vitality. It shrinks even further this beautiful golden light. It settles on the top of this hall. May all beings in this hall progress on the journey towards peace and liberation. May we live in peace and harmony within ourselves and the people around us. May we have the good fortune, the energy, and the courage to strive and work to realize our dreams. But also, may we have the wisdom and the patience to endure the obstacles and difficulties that appears in our life from time to time. The big, beautiful golden light starts to shrink and it breaks apart, breaks into 50 little pieces, and it settles on the top of each and every one of us, radiating a soothing, healing light from the top of our head all the way down to the ground. May I be well, may I be happy. May I always incline towards peace and stillness, kindness and gentleness. Also may I have the courage, the energy, and the intelligence to pursue and achieve all my dreams. May I always relate to others with generosity, with kindness, with forgiveness. May I have the wisdom to learn from my mistakes and progress towards peace and liberation. Visualize the light to move down towards your chest, to shrink and shrink, and I guess buried deep in your chest. And is there, the power of metta, friendliness, well-wishing is deep inside each and every one of us. That can always be used to be turned on the next time we do metta meditation. Spend the next few minutes just to feel what's it like to radiate this feeling of friendliness, of forgiveness, acceptance, starting with ourselves and radiating to the rest of the universe. Ring the gong 3 times, and when the 3rd gong has faded away, you can open your eyes and come out of the meditation. Okay. So now I'll do my spiel first, and then I think other people will come after that. Any final words? The only thing I can say in terms of final word of advice is the famous Theravadin koan. We're not known for our koans. But the only one we have that is good to reflect on over and over again is, what is happiness and what is suffering? And when the mind knows that for itself, what is true happiness, true peace, then it will incline towards that by itself. Right? So yes, you know, to go on, to go back to your lives, and it's good to set up, if you can, a daily kind of a meditation of some sort, if you can, either in the morning or at night. And, you know, to incline towards mindfulness when you can. But ever so often, just ask yourself, you know, is this happiness or is this suffering? Whatever you're doing, what your big project is. Once like we taste, and then hopefully in the last 9 days, you've tasted what peace is like, what stillness feels like. So once the minds know that, it will incline towards that, towards peace and simplicity all by itself. So you don't have to, you know, use willpower to force yourself to practice. It's one of the 9 know what happiness is. It inclines automatically. It's about valuing. It's about kind of putting value what matters most. If you have the ticket, the winning lotto ticket to yesterday's $100 million lotto, then we always know where it is, right? You have that ticket, you put in your back wallet, you know, okay, I have that ticket in my wallet sitting there. You put it into the cover, you know, that's where it is, right? The same or another feeling of towards kind of valuing peace, it's like a mother with her firstborn, right? She's always doting on it, looking at it, caring for it. I never, you know, it's always feeling of acceptance, of love and nurturing. She brings it to the shopping mall, she knows where it is, right? It's not like she's walking, shopping, then she looks around, oh, I don't have my baby. I wonder where I left it. They left it in the grocery stores, they leave it in the mall, left in the toilet. But with us, with peace and stillness, it's like after this meditation session, we've left it somewhere. Only in the Dhamma hall when we left it. We go back and it's back to everyday life. Back to the rush world, the go-go world of work and family lives. But we really value peace. We'll always keep an eye on it. Am I peaceful? Is this stillness? It's leading towards simplicity, fewness of wishes, or is it leading towards more complexities, distractions, more work, more duties, more projects? Right? So we value peace, we always know where it is. Am I being peaceful? Am I getting carried away by the currents of the world? So always keep an eye. Once you value peace, you know where it is. You know how to get there, wherever you put it. It's always inclined towards it over and over again, a few times during the day, just to sit and be in the body. Just that much. What does it feel like sitting in your car, sitting at your desk, having a cup of coffee, to be in the present moment, instead of planning, looking at the internet, talking to your friends, multitasking, but we sit in peace and stillness. So I'd like to encourage people, yeah, to see where the value system lies, to truly value peace and simplicity. There's a time to exercise your energy, your creativity, to pursue your work, your dreams, but there's also a time to see whether these goals that we have to lead us towards simplicity, towards stillness, or leads us away from that, towards more complexity, more doing. It leads us towards wholesome, calm, wholesome qualities, away from that. And people from say, yes, it's nice, no, you monks, you don't do anything, right? You can meditate all day long. You don't have a job, you don't have a family, you don't have a career, you don't have a corporate ladder to climb. So you're very well. You can sit there and watch your breath or be peaceful. I have a family, I have things. And it's true. But you know, a lot of times I think we feel our lives with many that things are necessary. So it's good to reflect, you know, do we? And obviously, you know, meditation is another list, another thing on your long, long list of things to do already. Very busy, I don't have time to do meditation, Bhante. I've got things, real things to do, real work, instead of watching. But yeah, it's all a matter of priorities, right? And priorities is, you know, one of Ajahn Brahm's famous stories that I like, is it has to do with the professor and his management class at Harvard. most of the members are only smiling already because they know the punchline. But here we go anyway. Okay, this is professor, famous professor in this university, Harvard or somewhere, and he's teaching a class on management, right? So he comes in first day in the class. He has this jar, glass jar, in front of him, and he says, the jar is empty, obviously. So he takes from a bag a few pieces of rocks and he fills the jar up. He asks the class, "Is this jar full or empty?" And they said, "It's full of rocks, but they're empty spaces." He says, "Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, it's not full." So he takes out another bag of smaller rocks and he fills in the space that the big rocks left. And he fills that jar all the way up to the top. It looks pretty full. So he says, "Now is it full?" So they've, some people say full, but of course some of the smart ones will say, maybe not. And he says, "Very good, it's not full." He takes out another bag a fine sand, and he pours it on top to fill completely the spaces between the little rocks, right? And it fills the jar completely to the top. And so he says, is this full now? And obviously, it's a Harvard class, so they're pretty clever. It looks full, but they're like, oh, we're not sure. I said, probably not. He said, oh, very good. It's not full. So he takes out a jar of a glass of water, and he pours it down onto the jar to fill in what final little space is left, that the fine sand is left empty. And now is it full? And they said, probably. And he says, yes, very good, it's full. And he says, what is the object of this lesson? Right. What's the point of all this? And being a management class, I said, what? No matter how busy you are, you're going to shove one more thing in. Is that the object? It's like meditation. No matter how busy you are, you can always shove one more thing in. And he says, no, that's not the object of this lesson. The object of this lesson is that if you want the big rocks to get in, you have to put that in first, right? So it's a lesson not in cramming more things into your day, but it's a lesson in priorities, right? So what's important, you have to put in that first. So do you value your exercise classes, your radio shows, your internet time, or your different projects that you have the rest of the day? Or do you value meditation? Do you value peace? If you value that, then you get your meditation out of the way first, and then you do everything else. You don't wait until meditation is the last thing you think of when you have nothing else to do. So I just asked you to think, to reflect, what's really important, and put that first. Right? Don't shove everything else in beforehand. So that's a few words of kind of reminder regarding the practice as you take peace and stillness away from this 9-day retreat and to try to incorporate that into your everyday life, knowing that the peace and stillness that you get here is conditioned. Conditioned in a very quiet environment, conditioned that you're away from your families, away from work, that as you re-enter the world, it's not going to be the same. But that's okay. At least, hopefully, you have taste of what stillness and peace is like. And know that you can always come back to it. In whatever ways you can. So I'd like to, before I end my talk, like I said, I want to express my thanks and appreciation to the Buddhist Society committee, Peter Smith, who extended an invitation for myself to come and teach here. And it's been great, not only leading the retreat, but also practicing as a relatively new monk trying to get a place started. I can be quite busy, so I haven't had time to do as much meditation as I would like. So being away from all that gives me an opportunity to sit and to watch my breath for a change. And also, you know, since it's not my center, I'm not worried about anything. I don't have to worry about, you know, the food gets on time, the toilet's plugged, plumbing problem, not my problem. It's Bianca's problem. It's Burr's problem. Go see them. So it's been very, very peaceful. Very nice time, last 9 days. And to thank everybody here for being part of that. Like I said, a retreat, a 9-day retreat is something special. Even though it's Noble Silence, and I haven't really had the chance to talk much to most of the people here, I feel that there is a bond that we share with each other, just sitting quietly, focusing our mind, that obviously we must have practiced in, together in the past somewhere, that to come together again in peace and stillness is something that's very special, precious for us to reflect on. That it's not the interaction, but it's the non-interaction. That's the really important part of the retreat. Okay? So, with that, I will turn it over. Does anybody else? Does Bianca want to say something, or she said her piece? Bianca. Maybe not. No? Okay. So, very good. So, we can end the retreat as of now. Okay. So we'll pay respect to the triple gem together. Yeah.
Any final words? I forget. How could I forget? And of course, I would like to thank my partner in leading the whole retreat, Venerable Santukti, who's been a tremendous help, and it makes me laugh, so it's always worth it.